Programmes and click on Documentaries.
BBC.
It's often said that history is written by the winners.
I think it's a post-war phenomenon, and I still think that the people that you might call pucker historians don't regard oral history as valid.
But what of the survivors who can still speak about it?
Next day, they started torture. They ordered me to take off my clothes. Then I said to myself, now I'm dead.
The BBC investigates how many countries' official versions of their own history are being contradicted by those who lived through it.
And my take on that always was, what they don't have is an ear. Nobody listens to those voices.
Memory Wars, online from the 29th of September at bbcworldservice.com.
Good morning and listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Faraby.
And I'm Jeff Faraby.
We got a great show lineup for you this morning. We got a great local band, Pawn Shop Diamond, coming into the studio. We've also got Jason calling in with his Toronto Tracks of the Week. And yeah, we got some great music too. So we're going to start it all off with the Flaming Lips, who are going to be playing at the Malkin Bowl this coming Sunday.
If you could rock the world with a flick of a switch, would you do it? If you could make everybody poor just so you could be rich, would you do it? If you could watch everybody work while you just lay on your back, would you do it? If you could take all the laughs without giving any back, would you do it? So we cannot know ourselves or what we really do with all your power. With all your power. With all your power. With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do? If you could make your own money and then give it to everybody, would you do it?
No.
If you knew all the answers and then could give it to the masses, would you do it?
No.
Are you crazy? It's a very dangerous thing to do exactly what you want because you cannot know yourself. You'd really do with all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
Do
quit. I didn't make it all the way through that.
Hey, this is Scott.
And Jeremy from Reggie Blackout.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Rock on.
Something's there on the other side. Something's there on the other side. Something's there on the other side. And it's you. It's you. It's you. Oh, oh. Oh, take me there to the other side. Take me there to the other side. Take me there to the other side. I wanna be on the other side with you.
Hello, this is Kenton Lowen from The Crackling. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Not so close, yet it's all around you. At first you're clear, and then you start to break up. Just be aware that your clown's got makeup. And as you toast beautiful dark moments, then you expose the undone components. Hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string. Dog in a bit. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget. Thank you.
I hear the door and tell me, have they found you? It's just the din of your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align, you were hanging by a string. Hanging by a string. Hanging by a string. Hanging by a string. Because I came to read your paper, and it was your dog that bit me. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget me burning out of control. Tightrope lines, you know, disturbing all that flows. And on and on the show, so turn right around, and soon it will disown you. There is very little comfort here. This should not alarm you.
Won't you look me in the eye and smile at me when you walk by and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Maybe stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, if you got the time, please tell me what's on your mind and make me feel like 10 feet tall. You know I'll always be around to pick you up when you fall down and make you feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. I'll tell you that I love you and all the reasons why you make me feel like, you make me feel like, you make me feel like 10 feet tall. Won't you come with me tonight to see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Hold my hand with all your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again? It made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under two and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night long. That I love you and all the reasons why.
with you the mountains. We'll stay up all night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. And I'll tell you that I love ya, and all the reasons why, lie. You make me feel like, you make me feel like, you make me feel like it's in vehicle. You make me feel like, you make me feel like, you make me feel like it's in vehicle. Yeah, I know it's so, you make me feel like it's in vehicle.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We'll be right back. Oh,
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are currently live in studio with a local band called Pawn Shop Diamond. And my wonderful brother is here as well. Jason, I just spoke with him on the phone. He was supposed to be calling in this morning with his Toronto Tracks of the Week, but unfortunately he is busy on a movie set, so he will not be able to call in this morning. But hey, we still might be able to play a few of the songs that he had lined up for us. Anyways, I should mention what we played there. We started off with a little track from the Flaming Lips off of At War with the Mystics. That was the Yeah 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 song. They're going to be playing this Sunday at the Malkin Bowl. I have my ticket in my pocket right now, burning a hole through my wallet. I can't wait. We also heard a song from another local band called Reggie Blackout from their latest EP, Meet You on the Other Side. That was Like Penguins Do. We also heard a track from The Crackling from Kenton Lowen. That's kind of his solo project. He also plays drums with Dan Mangan. That was Geppetto off of his latest Keep Full Ambitious. We also heard a track from a great band from North Vancouver called Big Tall Garden. Yes, big concert announcement. They are going to be playing October 20th at the Railway Club. They haven't been playing as Big Tall Garden for a little while now, so I'm pretty excited for that one. And in fact, I'm going to be playing at that show as well, so better come down and check it out. It's going to be a good one. October 20th at the Railway Club. We also heard a song from a fellow from Manchester, England. That was a song that my brother brought in. His name is Robin Elliott. The song we heard was Little Soldier. Jeff, can you tell me a little bit about this guy? Who's this Robin Elliott, and how did you come across him?
Am I on now? Am I on?
You're on.
All right. I guess for anybody who's, if you've ever had used iTunes and gotten one of those gift cards or whatever, you end up with little bits of change at the end, like $1.04 or something. And so I had $1.04 to spend on iTunes, and I was looking around, and I found a movie that I could rent for 99 cents. And so I rented the movie, and it was a documentary about some sort of British gangster. It was called The Very British Gangster. And I heard a bunch of good music on it, and that was one guy that I found on there.
He did the whole soundtrack for the movie?
He did not do the whole soundtrack. There was a bunch of well-known English guys. Oasis was on there, some other stuff. But his stuff really stood out, and I looked around and found him on MySpace, and he's just an unsigned guy that somehow hooked in and got to do that soundtrack, and all his music's actually available for download for free. He caught me off guard here, so I don't know the exact website, but we can get that for you. Hopefully we'll play some more of that, if not today, maybe next week.
Cool. Well, yes, that was Robin Elliott. I'm sure if you do your little Google search, you can find him on the great, wonderful internet. After that, we also heard another local band called Free City Collective. I saw them a couple of weeks ago. They did a CD or EP release down at the Forum on Granville. They are an awesome band, a bunch of young guys, and really promising. I'm sure they're going to go somewhere. The name of the EP is called Western Vulture, and that was the title track, Western Vulture. We also heard a song from another great band out of Philadelphia, PA, called Dr. Dog. And yes, I've been mentioning this every week. I'm very excited. They're coming to Vancouver October 20th at the Vogue. Tickets are $18, and it is general admission, so hopefully I'll get there in time to get a front row seat.
You will not be there because you're playing that night.
No, I'm playing October 16th.
Okay.
Maybe I... have I mixed my dates up? I know Dr. Dog is playing October 20th. We also heard a track from a guy from Calgary, Alberta. That was Chad Van Galen. He's going to be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater, a part of the Olio Festival. And he is a great musician. He just... he put out his last album in 2009 last year called... Soft Airplane. That was actually a track from his album previous to that one called Infinity Heart. We heard Clinically Dead. And now, moving on to the band that we have sitting here politely waiting to do their part on this episode of Friday Sunrise. We have Pawn Shop Diamond live in studio. We have Katie Ormist. Miston?
Or Miston, yeah.
Or Miston. Cool. And Lynn, I'm sorry, I didn't get your last name.
Safri.
Lynn Safri. Can I get you? Can I just get you a little closer to the microphone? That would be super duper. So, yeah, you guys are you're heading off to Victoria tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually heading over tonight. My family lives there, so I'm going to make a weekend of it. But we're playing for Rifflandia, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I've heard that name Rifflandia before, and I've never been to any of the shows. But it's a music festival that happens in Victoria,
And
it's all in different venues throughout the whole city. So we're playing at Alex Goulden Hall, which is one nice venue, and then Market Square. And Chad Van Galen is playing actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. Have you seen Chad Van Galen before?
No, not to it.
Yeah, no, he's pretty good. At least I'm a fan.
I'm a fan too. Yeah.
He's actually an animator as well. If you go check out his MySpace or his whatever, you find him on YouTube. He's got some pretty cool animation to his music. So yeah,
that's great. Yeah, we're playing the Alex Goulden Hall, which is it used to be a church in Victoria. It's going to be the most beautiful place we've played so far. So it's quite an honor.
Nice. So how did you get involved with the old Rifflandia festival?
We applied and we heard back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. So you're from Victoria, Katie.
Yes, and, born and raised.
Yeah, so nice to head home and play a little gig in your hometown.
Yeah, it's going to be a great honor, especially a venue like that.
Yeah?
It's really special.
Cool. Nice. Is your whole family going to be there?
I don't know. Well, my parents are rather old, so they don't get out so much. But maybe I'll talk my 80-year-old father out of the house. I don't think so, but I'm sure some friends will be there.
You said you're afraid to ask him because he'll probably say no.
Yeah, when you're 80, you really don't want to leave the house.
No.
Yeah.
But he's very proud.
Yeah. He's bragging about it. That's all he needs. Yeah. Bragging rights.
Yeah. For sure. Cool, and you guys, you've been doing some touring, to my knowledge, through my research, I've, noticed a few things. You guys were playing, you did a little tour in Ontario back in March, is that right?
Yeah, we've been to Ontario a couple of times.
Yeah?
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
Cool, so was that a full-on drive right across the country to get to Ontario? You fly out there?
We cheated, we flew.
Oh, cheated. Yeah. Budget, get out of here.
Yeah.
We all have jobs, too, so. You have so many days you can take off.
And there's a lot of driving once you get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Jeez.
We did the drive all the way to Windsor. That's a long,
From Toronto?
Actually, the first time we drove all the way from Ottawa to Windsor. It was a 10-hour drive.
Wow. I have to say, I wouldn't know because I've only been to the airport in Toronto. I've never really seen Ontario at all myself, so maybe next time I'll have to come as a roadie and check it out.
Touring's actually a great excuse to see the country.
Yeah.
I've been to Toronto, but I hadn't been to like little places like Guelph and Peterborough and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Beautiful.
Oh, so I've heard. I have to get out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, looking at about 8:10 here, so we got about 50 minutes before we have to sign over to Marie with her spiritual talk for mind, body, and soul. So, what do you say we get a few songs out of you guys before
it's
too late? I find oftentimes I end up talking way too much, and the band doesn't get to actually play enough songs.
Check out with the.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. This is Pawn Shop Diamond live in studio on Friday Sunrise.
Away from home, the terraces are
Let the light shine on me a while. I thought you were a ripe grape, a Cabernet Sauvignon, a bottle in the cellar, the kind you keep for a really long time. Tiles in the bathroom stall, lying on a park bench. It's gotta be at least 40 degrees, and I'm looking up above me. I swear the sky's being held up by the trees. I thought you were a ripe grape, a Cabernet Sauvignon, a bottle in the cellar, the kind you keep for a really long time. I'm heading for the water, choo-choo my way out of this town, like a pilgrim only softer, to find a place to let my hair down. I'm heading for the water, choo-choo my way out of this town, like a pilgrim only softer, to find a place to let my heart down. I thought you were a ripe grape, a Cabernet
Sauvignon.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I actually wrote that song in Spain when I was massively heartbroken. And fortunately, my best friend flew over like within 10 days' notice, and we had a fabulous time and sang that song everywhere.
Wrote heartbroken songs.
Yeah, it's actually the beginning of the band right there.
Did drinking wine...
it sure take... did, drinking wine everywhere. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. So, well, let me just ask you, you guys have two records under your belt.
We sure do.
One released in 2007, and your latest from 2008, Leaning to the Sun. How long has the band actually been together? Like how?
We're going to be celebrating our initial member formation, our fifth year anniversary in February on my 35th birthday.
Cool.
Excited. Yeah, we'll have to have a big party for that.
Yeah, have you got a... I take it you're probably going to be playing.
Yeah, not on my birthday, because I've done that, and, you know, I'd like to relax on my birthday, I think. But, soon after, the weekend of, or something like that.
Okay.
Definitely have a big show for our fifth anniversary.
Yeah. Nice.
We like having a big show, sort of...
Maybe we'll even rent somewhere nice.
Late winter.
Somewhere posh.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Cool. So, February. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I have to keep my eyes open for some sort of celebration show coming up then.
We are having a celebration show next Thursday, though.
Yeah, we're playing the Wise Hall.
At the Wise Hall.
Talk about posh places to play.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful place. They got a new sound system in there now. So.
Yeah, didn't they just do a fairly big renovation the past year or two?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's, I think I've only been there once. And it's a pretty good space.
It is. It's nice, especially if you live in East Vancouver. That's where we live, so it's a great place to just walk down and hear some music. And
yeah, for sure.
It's got a good feeling there.
So, tell me about that show. Is it you got some other musicians playing that night?
We have Onward Voyager. I don't know. They've kind of shown their face a little bit more over the last year and a half. They're great. They got a sort of a indie classic rock sound. And then... Caleb Stahl from Parlor Steps. He's doing a little solo show.
Nice.
So he's a good friend, and so he's opening up and gonna show off his solo muscles.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I've never seen him play solo, so
it'll be good.
Special treat.
Nice.
So yeah, 8 o'clock. We go on at 9, or Caleb goes on at 9, and beer and wine for sale. Be good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, speaking of East Van, I noticed you guys have played, you've been a part of the In the House Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or are you going to be?
We have been.
You have been.
We've
okay.
both hosted at our house and played.
Nice. So. Now, see, I live in East Vancouver as well. I've only lived there for about 3 or 4 years, but the In the House Festival is something that I've noticed, and unfortunately, I've never actually checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always seen like signs up and like little groups of people walking down the street on the way to the next place. But
it's true.
Can you tell me a bit about it? Like, how does it all happen? You got a bunch of houses set up, and there's either an art showing or music or theater.
Or a comedy troupe, or there's all sorts.
Basically, the organization goes into your house and clears everything out of the sort of living room area, and then they put chairs very close together. It's very intimate and squishy, but in a nice kind of way. And you sit and you get a very intimate, wonderful show from local performers. So it can be magic shows or
anything's
possible.
Cool.
And they have themed nights. They have themed weekends and stuff too. And yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great cultural event. It's one of those things, Vancouver's full of all these wonderful little things to go to, but it's just a matter of
getting out and going to
them.
For sure. Yeah, so I was checking out the website, and I was trying to figure out when it happens and the dates, and the dates that I saw were from like August to like February or something. But
so the first Monday of every month, and then they have the big, I think it's the Monday, and then they have the big festival in the spring, which
right.
is the whole weekend.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
But the whole thing's called In the House Festival.
So how many times have you guys taken part of the In the House
Just
Festival?
Once in the actual summer festival.
We've played once, and then we've hosted it.
Yeah.
Before, too.
Have you guys ever gone into the wrong house?
No.
The wrong
That could be awkward.
Not the right house, the wrong house? Oh, I see. I thought you meant like it's called the wrong house.
No.
No, I haven't done that.
Should we play it?
Yeah, let's get her done. Let's play another tune here.
We got enough time for two?
We got plenty of time, unless you guys get a rush. You're in a rush. What time do you have to get out of here?
No, we're not in a rush.
Well, I have to be on the 11 ferry to go to Victoria.
Okay. Okay, well, we got plenty of time.
This next song is actually about my written, inspired by my father. Who is the old man?
Sandy,
yeah.
There's that guy that has the Shit My Dad Says email or website that's now going to be a TV show. But my father's kind of basically this guy has a father and he comes out with the funniest stuff. And my dad's very similar. One of those eccentric old men that makes you laugh.
Cool.
All right. Thank you. shaky, how you doing? He said, I'm in good shape for the shape I'm in. I'm in good shape for the shape I'm in. Now time buzzed by like wind, but this grandfather clock still kicks in.
Listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with Pawn Shop Diamond and my brother, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
We're going to take a quick little break here and come back with some more live music.
Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, what? Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on CITR.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Right.
at you now, all pale and blue. I'm driving along to get to you. You had the words, you had the charm, even had flowers tucked under your arm.
Side of my heart, side of my heart, side of my heart, after the
All right, we're back on CITR. Well, to be more specific, Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Ferby, live in studio with Pawn Shop Diamond and my brother...
Jeff Ferby.
Cool, and it's funny. My name is Mark Ferby, but when the lovely Katie walked in here this morning for the radio show, she was asking for Chris... But I was like...
I get confused in the morning.
No, Chris isn't here. But I'm Mark. You are in the right place. So why did you get confused? You're going to be on a TV show or something tonight?
Yeah, big exciting. No, Reflandia TV. There's an interview. I'm going over to Victoria this morning so that I can...
Okay. To help.
So I got the Mark and Chris switched.
Okay. So this this little TV bit you're doing, is it like just to promote the festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. And is that actually going to be on TV or is it going to be on the internet?
I'm not sure. Oh. I have no idea.
They have a video blog. I know that.
Oh, it'll probably be.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Something like that.
Cool. We'll have to try and check that out. Hopefully later tonight. Is it tonight that you're doing it?
Today, yeah. Today.
Okay. Today.
And then we play tomorrow. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that is exciting. So if you're in Victoria tomorrow, don't forget to check out Pawn Shop Diamond at the Alex Goulden Performance Hall. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Harmer will be playing. Right
Sarah Harmer, that's place. Right. You're opening up for Sarah Harmer.
Exciting.
Yes. It's funny. I've heard that name a lot, but I haven't... I couldn't say that I know her music too well.
Oh, my favorite album of hers is You Were Here.
Okay, well,
a while back.
Maybe I'll have to check that one out.
Check it out.
And if you like Headwater and Chad Van Galen and all those guys, you'll like Sarah Harmer.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Great.
Nice. All right, well, so we're here with Pawn Shop Diamond. We're going to play a couple more tunes for us. What do we got next on the docket?
This song is called Sea Captain. And again, I seem to write a lot about my father. I don't know. Parental issues. But this is actually the story of how my family ended up on the West Coast. My grandfather got a very young girl pregnant when he was young as well. And her family ended up moving to the States and raising the little girl as a sister. And my grandfather took off on the trains west and went from Nova Scotia to Victoria and Prince Rupert and stuff like that. So this is the story of how we fleed west.
Cool.
My grandpa was sea captain. There's sea captain in me. He came from Nova Scotia land till he knocked her up. Great grand locked him out. My grandpa was sea captain. There's sea captain in me. He harvested grain in the prairie lands, already homeless at 16. Take me sailing in the northwest coast. Bottle of beer that we can share in a toast. Take me sailing in the northwest coast in February. Pacific blue, I love you. For a fiver in Vancouver town, the kind sir lent him a 20. My grandpa was a sea captain. There's sea captain in me. He led the brave men on the Estevan. He
This is Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're live in studio with Pawn Shop Diamond. And I was going to ask you, you've played the Big Time Out up in Courtney or Cumberland?
Cumberland,
yeah. Which is right close to Courtney. Yeah.
It's cool. A great little town, actually.
Yeah? Well, so when did you guys play up there? That was...
We played at maybe
2007.
Yeah. Okay. A few years ago now, it was our first festival.
Okay. Yeah.
So terrified.
I saw a little video that you put together. We're on the way to the Big Time Out.
Me with my
handy
cam.
Yeah.
And the things you put out there.
Yeah. I also noticed within that video you had a different guitar player at the time, Dave Taylor. Who,
actually, that was Jared Ferry. Dave Taylor.
Oh, your new guitarist is Dave Taylor.
Yeah, not new anymore, but at that time.
Okay. All right. So, but now, was it Jared?
Jared, yeah.
Now, you mentioned he went off to Afghanistan as a journalist.
Yeah, several times. And then he was in Cambodia and all sorts of places.
Ghana.
And he's a foreign correspondent.
Oh, wow.
And now he's actually back in Afghanistan helping with
he's
the
monitoring
elections.
The elections, yeah.
He's a brave guy.
He's stuck in a luxury hotel. He can't leave. They won't let him leave.
So you think he's still playing guitar?
He's always playing guitar wherever he is.
Whenever he comes back.
And, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, we got 15 minutes here before Marie steps in for synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. And, I was digging through our ticket giveaway book, and there is a show tonight happening at the Commodore Ballroom. A band from Victoria, Hot Hot Heat, is going to be playing, and we got a couple tickets here. To give away. So, if anybody wants to go see Hot Hot Heat at the Commodore Ballroom, just give me a shout here at 822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, and I'll give you a couple tickets to a show tonight at the Commodore Ballroom. We're going to take one quick break here. We're going to play another track from one of our favorite bands, Headwater. This is off of their first release called... My Old Friend. We're going to hear Lonely Trail. And then we'll be back for one more track from Pawn Shop Diamond before we sign out for the week.
Let's locks and I locked the door. I left my baby behind. We're heading for some distant shore to see what I could find. Now I'm heading down this lonely trail, wandering on and on. Now I'm wandering down this lonely trail. I know I won't let you out of my mind. I know I won't let you out of my mind. I know I won't let you out of my mind. No, I won't let you out of my mind.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with Pawnshop Diamond. And, yeah, we're going to get you to play another tune here before it's too late. But, Jeff, you said you had a question or something?
I do. Where's the name from?
Oh, it was so hard coming up with a band name. Really, really hard. But it's from a Leonard Cohen line. I took my diamond to the pawn shop. That don't make it junk.
Because it is a very cool name.
Oh, thank you.
I do like that name.
Yeah, I like the sort of, you know, beauty within imperfection, all that sort of stuff.
Cool.
If I'm not dead when I get home, let's in the backyard for hours. If I'm not dead when I get home, how about Chinese takeout? If I'm not dead when I get home, let's make out. I'm on the road, a road to somewhere. Heart with feet to take me there. I'm on the road, a road to maybe nowhere. No idea when the lights are cut out. If I'm not dead when I get home, let's pick up some flowers. If I'm not dead when I get old, I'll tell children I love them. If I'm not dead when I get old, I'll laugh with a close friend. And if I'm not dead when I get old, I'll turn a stairway to heaven. I'm on the road, a road to somewhere. Heart with feet to take me there. I'm on the road, a road to maybe nowhere. No idea when the lights are cut out. If I'm not dead, if I'm not dead, if I'm not dead. If I'm not dead when I get old, if I'm not dead. If I'm not dead when I get old, if I'm not dead. If I'm not dead, if I'm not dead, if I'm not dead.
if I'm not dead when I get home. Let's make out.
Woo!
All right.
That, well, thank you so much, Mark and Jeff, for having us.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. Should mention you can watch a great video of that song on your MySpace and on your, is it on your website? Your website's still under construction, is it not?
It is.
It is.
But our MySpace channel has stuff, and YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. YouTube channel of all our videos.
Nice.
They're all, I learned how to, I've, all our videos are from me and my little handiwork on the iMovie. So they're very amateur, but a lot.
Exactly.
It's the real life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Starring my stepfather.
Like the camping song, I've seen that. I've seen that video as well.
That actually, the camping song was inspired by like a dream camping trip, and then for the video, we decided to do the camping trip. But of course, when I wrote the song, it was going to be a beautiful day, and everything was going to go perfectly, and then with the real camping trip, lots of things went wrong, which always make it more fun.
I noticed that your camping trip, I don't mean to offend, but I don't know if you guys know how to camp properly.
Yes, I had.
We were lacking in some supplies. There was a campfire band, so we didn't bring an axe. So then we only had like little knives and things.
From my experience, like I noticed you guys had the tent set up before it was dark, which doesn't usually happen.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no blood. And the fire, yeah, I was pretty disappointed with the fire. But if there was a campfire band, I can understand that.
So they lifted the band, didn't they?
Yeah, that's why they lifted it. So we were actually able to, but we were unprepared.
Gotcha.
We had to borrow lighters and all sorts of stuff.
Cool, all right. Well, I just wanted to say thanks again, guys, for coming in. This has been another episode of A Friday Sunrise. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Also, Jason will put it up on vanmusic.ca, another great resource for local independent music and whatnot. And yes, and don't forget, you can check out Pawn Shop Diamond on MySpace, as well as pawnshopdiamond.com, more so in the future, I think, because it's still under construction. Oh, yeah. But all the links are there, and yeah, it's all there.
And join us at the Wise Hall September 30th.
That's right, September 30th. And if you're in Victoria tomorrow night, you can check them out at the Alex Goulden Performance Hall for the Rifflandia Festival. All right, well, I guess that's it. And Marie's going to step in for Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk for Your Mind, Body, and Soul. And we're going to close out the show with a little bit more Dr. Dog, who's going to be playing October 20th at the Vogue Theater. I will be there. Be sure to be there, too.
The rain is falling. It's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing around here to look at. Move along. Move along. The neon lights on Baltimore. Every shadow's getting famous. In some backyard, in some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again. Looking high.
gone.